Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Tim Gilman. While Quad Cityans don't often think of drinking water shortages because of our abundance of water from the Mississippi, Iowa businesses and residents could see spot shortages, high bills, and increased conservation requirements if water demand grows 50% from the Jordan Aquifer through 2029. In central and eastern Iowa, the Jordan Aquifer provides drinking water for about 500,000 Iowans, as well as water that's critical to industries ranging from data centers to food processing and ethanol production. A task force hopes to prevent this worst-case scenario with recommendations that would increase aquifer protections. But first, what is an aquifer? It's an underground layer of water-bearing permeable rock or unconsolidated materials like gravel, sand, or silt from which groundwater can be extracted and brought to the surface through natural springs or pumping. It's important to know the basic information about principal aquifers when it comes to preserving them because we can't just keep pumping them down. We know there's an additional cost. It's more energy. And at some point, the lower we pump the water, the poorer the water quality becomes. The Jordan Aquifer runs underneath most of the state, ranging from 2,500 feet underground in southwest Iowa to near the surface in northeast Iowa. It provides water to parts of six other states, including big metro areas such as Milwaukee, Minneapolis, and Chicago. Already, some major metro areas that use the Jordan Aquifer are running into trouble. The Minneapolis area, for example, sees signs of shrinking groundwater from declining lake levels to wells running dry and damaged trout streams. The Iowa Environmental Protection Commission is considering requiring conservation and alternative water sources for cities, businesses, universities, and aquifer users that exceed certain limits. In many places, the water is being drawn faster than it can be recharged. Experts say that the aquifer needs decades to recharge from rainfall and floods. Based on water consumption and growth, water users may need to look at conservation practices like limiting the watering of lawns, gardens, or flowers during the summer, or pay more for the privilege. Cities need jobs, industries need cities, and they all need water. This is a work together moment to make sure our aquifers are recharged as water use climbs.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.